Blog Talk Radio.
To one of the true legends in professional wrestling. Who would meet the real life legend became famous by today's All America. Walking the legend of the Undertaker. William Moody, who portrayed Paul Bearer in World Wrestling Entertainment, died Tuesday at a mobile hospital at the age of 58 years old. Moody hit the peak of his career when he joined the WWE in 1991, taking the name of Paul Bearer. He had previously managed and wrestled in other parts of the United States and around the world under the name Percy Pringle when Moody got into wrestling business in the late 1970s while serving in the Air Force. He joined Florida Championship Wrestling in 1984 under the name Percy Pringle III, and he worked under that name for several years, wrestling such stars as Ravishing Rick Rude, The Powers of Pain, but it wasn't until he accomplished his major success until he came to the WWE, and he suggested that they use his past as an undertaker or mortician to become the manager of the Undertaker, and they gave him the name Paul Bearer. William Moody is preceded by his wife Diana in death. He is survived by sons Michael and David. Paul Bearer, William Moody, Percy Pringle III. As one wrestling fan and other wrestling fans around the world, we play these bells for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's a sad way to start off the show, but I felt it's something I had to do. Being an ex-professional wrestler myself, I never got the chance to work with William Moody, Paul Bearer, Percy Pringle III. He was one of the managers that I grew, that I watched growing up, like I said, most notably under the name Percy Pringle III, down in the Texas World Class Championship Wrestling, great feuds against the Von Erichs. Like I said, he had Ravishing Rick Rude, Jeep Swenson, Eric Embry. I mean, you go down the message boards today, and the people and the wrestlers that are leaving their condolences is a who's who. And so, you know, I felt I had to pay my respects to Paul Bearer. He's definitely going to be missed. He was one of the most liked guys from all the comments I've read from current superstars and other legends, Ric Flair, Jerry Lawler, Hulk Hogan, guys like that. They, you know, everybody says he was just one of the true guys, true class guys in the dressing room. So, it's a definite loss. Knowing WWE, they will do some kind of tribute probably on Monday Night Raw, and I will not be surprised to see some kind of tribute to Paul Bearer at WrestleMania here in a couple of weeks out of New York. So, all right, let's have some fun. Dallas Mavericks beating the Houston Rockets. 74-64 as we come on the air. What the hell is wrong with the Arkansas Razorbacks? They cannot win on the road to save their lives. I don't know if they need to be scheduling some more patty cakes to get their confidence up that they can win on the road. I just really have no clue. It's going to be a good show tonight. We got Eric Stevens. He's going to be calling in. Uncivil War MMA is going to be taking place Saturday night at Howard Johnson Event Center, Springfield, Missouri. I'm going to be there announcing that big event. And those are always good shows. A different starting time this time. The show, preliminaries fights are going to be starting at 5 o'clock. So make sure the fans note that preliminary matches are going to be starting at 5 o'clock. Main show will start around 7. I was trying to read. They got so many matches on there, it was driving me nuts. But I know they're going to have about 30 matches on the card. So it's going to be a good time. That's all I can say. It's going to be a good time. We got callers already calling in on the hotline brought to us by Cherokee Entertainment, Mobile DJ Services, one of the new sponsors, the Jerk Squirrel Show. So we appreciate you. Who's calling on the phone line with us tonight? Nobody's talking on the phone, so I have no idea who that was. Didn't want to say anything, apparently. So, like I say, Eric Stevens, he's going to be calling in here later. He's going to be telling us more about this big event. There's going to be some ladies action on that show, so we're excited about that. You know, once again, I'm just very excited to be working with Uncivil War MMA. Uncivil War 11 Friction. That's going to be taking place in Springfield, Missouri. Also, Fort Smith, Arkansas. There's a good show going on down there brought to you by Extreme Fighting, Inc. Their event is called Extreme Insanity. That's going to be taking place at the Phoenix Expo Center down in Fort Smith. So make sure you get that show. If you're in the Fort Smith, Arkansas area, River Valley area, you want to check that show out. They put on a great show right there. Scott Russell, the matchmaker for Uncivil War, Extreme Fighting. He's got a great card put together. Still hoping to get him on. He was supposed to be on the show Monday night, but there was a failure to communicate. So hopefully we're going to get Scott Russell back on the show sometime between now and Saturday night. Also, don't forget, coming up in May, May 18th, if I remember the date correct, we're going to be going to Mexico, Missouri, for High Foot Combat Sports. They got their big all-woman show. Call in. So that's going to be a good show. Once again, that's going to be taking place up there, Mexico, Missouri. That's going to be a good show. I'm excited about being a part of that one. Once again, we want to say thank you to our sponsors, Cherokee Entertainment Mobile DJ Services. Let us use their studios. We also want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drink. You can find them on Amway website. So make sure you go on there, and they will look up Excess Energy Drink. And they will get you set up. Let me take a drink of mine right now. I got the Tropical Blast tonight. Well, I've been getting the bigger cans. It's all good stuff. Well, we got the chat room up and running. We're having the email is not working tonight. So I got the Midians. The Midians are over there working on the website, so I don't know what's going on there, but for some reason the website is not working tonight, so I may have screwed something up there. There's no telling on me. So let me get back over here. We can kind of briefly run down some headlines, see what's going on. Rory McIlroy, he is just really torn up. And, you know, I'm kind of glad to see this. You know, a lot of the golfers walk off the golf course during a tournament, and they just go, okay, so what? We'll get you next time. But not Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy is just apologizing out his butt. That for some reason he just, you know, he was playing bad. I don't know what it is about his new clubs, but Rory McIlroy just cannot get the swing of his new Nikes. They're great clubs. I've swung them myself. And so, you know, when you go through, I don't know if he's trying to change anything in his swing. I've always been a firm believer, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. Yeah, go ahead, switch clubs if you feel you need to. Get the latest and the greatest. Work with that with your current swing. But I don't know, for some reason, Rory just having all kind of major problems with the new club. So, you know, hopefully Rory's a good golfer. I hope he'll be able to get it worked out. Same way with Tiger. I hope Tiger will we'll just go from there. So it'll all be good. Minor league football getting ready to make it 2000 2013 debut, the Northwest Arkansas Battle, getting ready to make their debut. I'm excited. I got a call from them today, once again, for the second season in a row. The Northwest Arkansas Battle has asked me to be the public address announcer for their 2013 football season. So they start their season next weekend as they take on the Oklahoma Warriors in the 2013 Ozark Bowl. It's going to be a good time, great team, both good teams. Oklahoma Warriors, they got Marcus London at quarterback, good friend of mine. I'm glad to see he's not giving up the game yet. So it's going to be good to see Marcus. Got some great players. Wayne Hall, a lot of people that keep in touch with minor league football here in Northwest Arkansas. Wayne Hall, he's going to be playing for the Battle this year. And Jason Campbell, former University of Arkansas Razorback. I was looking at his stats today, and Jason Campbell in all-time minor league professional football ranked third on the interceptions list. And I didn't exactly catch how many he was away from beating the record, but, you know, I've talked to Jason in the past, great guy, and if the body will let him, he's going for that record. So, you know, I just invite the fans. Ball games are going to be played out at Lincoln High School in Lincoln, Arkansas, at their old stadium. They got a whole new football stadium, whole new campus, but they've literally turned the old stadium over to the NWA Battle. So they're calling it Battle Stadium. We'll see how far that goes. I don't know. You know, we'll see. But it's a great field. I know a year and a half ago, Lincoln Football Stadium was voted in the top 10 nationwide football fields, and for their size school, and this is talking all across the United States. So they got an excellent field out there. So, I mean, we're talking adults. We're talking about some 250-pound, 300, 350-pound monsters just playing for the love of the game. So the best thing the fans can do is come out there, support them, and let's just enjoy some spring football. You know, I'm a football junkie. I can have football 365 days a year. I'm a happy camper. All right, let's go over to the UFC news. I know that's what everybody's wanting to talk about. Anderson Silva will stay in his own weight class for his next fight. He's going to be facing Chris Weidman at UFC 162. So that's pretty much the big news. So let's go to the phone lines. I believe we got the man with the plan, Mr. Eric Stevens with Uncivil War MMA on the phone line talking to us about Uncivil War 11 Friction coming this Saturday night to the Howard Johnson Event Center, Springfield, Missouri. Eric, how are you tonight, my brother?
Tired. How are you?
I'm great, man. We're getting ready for that big show this weekend.
Yeah, fight week's always rough, man. There's a lot going on. It's a huge card. It's loaded with title fights. Never seen anything like it. I had to go get a second run of tickets printed up because we sold all of the tickets that we had available. We had to go print more.
Wow.
And so that's exciting. That's never happened before. So all the indicators are there that this is going to be the biggest show we've ever had.
There's going to be girls on the card. You got Buku's title fights. Why don't you give us a brief rundown on some of the title fights that are going to be taking place Saturday night?
All right, I'll do that. I don't have everybody's records sitting in front of me. I know most of their records, but if I make a mistake or fudge on a record, I don't want to hear about it on Facebook in 10 minutes. So everybody just, you know, there's my disclaimer. I may not get everybody's record perfect, but... at the top of the card, we've got a light heavyweight title fight between Brandez, the Black Plague Powell. He is 9-3, very well accomplished amateur with several titles, and he will be fighting undefeated Justin Anderson, who is 7-0. So these guys are definitely the top light heavyweight amateurs in the area, and they are finally facing each other in the cage. This fight's been talked about forever. A lot of people have been wanting to see it.
Right, right. I know the few events that I've been able to announce for you, that's some of the talk I have been hearing is, when are these two guys going to get it on? Because, I mean, like you say, these guys have been running parallel courses, and now it's just finally coming time for these two to finally meet up in the cage.
That's right. next on the lineup, you got the lightweight championship title fight between Christian Camp. Christian Camp, I believe, is 9-2, 7-2, 8-2, 9-2, somewhere up there. So is Caleb Dye. Caleb Dye is 9-3. That's his opponent. These guys are the most accomplished lightweights anywhere around right now. There's a few other guys out there that are pretty solid as well, but these are the two guys that are going to be fighting for the belt. This will be Christian Camp's final defense. If he successfully defends the belt, he'll be moving on to the pros soon. So this may be his last amateur fight.
Right, right.
And at 125, we originally had Aaron Loudermill, who is the current interim champion at 125 pounds, scheduled to fight Isaac the Badger, Jimmy Badger, and Aaron Loudermill came down with an injury, doctor verified, and is unable to fight. So Miles McDonald, who's one of the top 125ers in the area for sure, stepped in. He's 9-2, I believe. He stepped up to fight Jimmy Badger on short notice, so we're real excited about that. That fight's going to be off the chain. I mean, those are the top three title fights right now. We're talking about guys that are all, you know, 9, 10, 12 fights and all have very impressive records.
Right, right. And that's one of the things that, going on is these guys have earned these title fights. You know, I've been seeing the comments on the message boards and everything, but these six guys have definitely earned the right to be in these title fights.
for sure. And then I've got another title fight at 170 pounds, our welterweight title, that's featuring two fighters that are both undefeated. One's 5-0, one's 3-0. You got John Diesel Hickman, who is 5-0 undefeated, knocked his last opponent out cold. And then you've got Owen, the Bad Omen Foster, who is fighting, that is 3-0, that also knocked his last opponent out cold. Owen Foster came on the scene out of nowhere, man, and he just came out and just started knocking people out. And so these two knockout artists are fighting each other. That's an insane, that's an incredible fight. And I've also got a 145 title fight that features two fighters. And the way this title fight came about was we originally had set up a 145 bracket for the last show. We had a bunch of fighters drop out of that, injuries and things. And the two fighters that were left are fighting each other. That's Hardy Freely and Jeremy Cameron. Those guys are going to be exciting to watch fight for this 45 belt. This is an interim title. That means that these two guys are going to fight each other. But one of them, whoever wins, has to defend the belt in order to solidify that title. And then we've got a couple of super heavyweights banging it out, Josh Collins and Raymond Gonzalez for the super heavyweight title. Those are our title fights. So there's six of those.
Well, there was one fight I was wanting to hit on. You didn't mention it, so I just wanted to verify that it was still taking, that the fight was still taking place, but you had a women's
title. I've got a women's division title contender fight, yeah. At 135, I got Crystal McGuire fighting Hannah Eagle. you know, the unfortunate thing is with the women's division, neither one of these fighters have impressive records, but, you know, it's the same thing even at the highest levels of sport in the UFC. They gave Ronda Rousey a belt before she even fought anybody because they're trying to create competition and get people to challenge her for that belt, and we're doing the same thing here. So these two girls are going to bang it out. Whoever wins is going to have the interim women's title at 135, and whoever wants to challenge them for it, step up, you know, because there's just not enough women out there competing in mixed martial arts. We need more. And so that's the purpose of this fight, is to encourage more women to get out there and fight and step up and challenge these ladies for the belt.
Right, right. And that was going to be one of the questions I wanted. With the success of UFC 157 with Rousey and Carmouche, how do you see that affecting more women starting to get involved?
I honestly can't answer that, Greg. I have no idea. I've not had great luck training female fighters. It's really tough. They come in the gym and then they end up pairing up with one of the other fighters, and then they have drama and they get in fights and then they leave the gym. I've never had good luck with it, honestly. I don't have any females on my fight team right now, so.
Right,
I don't know
right.
what the future of the sport is. I think it's important, if there's any ladies listening, that, you know, if you're going to go to a gym and train and you want to be taken seriously, don't date the people you train with. Count them off limits. Focus on your career. Focus on your fighting. Focus on your training. And date guys you don't train with, because as soon as you guys break up, then it's going to be awkward in the gym. Someone's going to get disgruntled. Someone's going to leave. And I've seen that cause so many problems for female fighters. That's my advice on that issue.
Right. Now, one thing, I mentioned it earlier, and I want to go ahead and mention it again, a special start time for this event. This show is starting at 5 o'clock because we do have so many fights on this particular card.
What I did was I picked several of the fights. I've got five fights that are going to happen. We're calling them prelims. They're all fighters that have, you know, zero fights or one fight, and they're all fighting each other. We're calling it prelims, just like, you know, the big pro shows do the same thing. They have prelim fights on Facebook or prelim fights on FX. We're having our prelim fights at 5:30. They'll start at 5:30. We're going to open the doors at 5 so people can get in and sit down. And then once that's completed, once the prelims are done, then we're going to have a demo team come out from Cliff's Karate, do some performing. We're going to have the national anthem like we always do, and then we'll move into the main fight card, which is a total of 11 fights, plus the six title fights, plus the women's fight. So there's 18 fights on the main card altogether.
Right, a lot of good fights. You know, I'm sitting here looking down some of the matchups that we have. You know, I see Dean Mighty Mouse Vaughn, Frank Gutierrez, Andrew Foster, and I mean, I'm seeing some big names. David Taylor Woodall, he's going to be on this show. So you know,
yeah.
A lot of good fighters could be out there appearing on this show.
David Woodall's 2-0. You got Colin Hall, who's undefeated at 1-0. You got Chaz Rooks, who's undefeated 5-0. Yeah, there's some really good fights on this card. It's loaded. It's stacked with them. David Woodall's 2-0. He's fighting Levi Manus, who's the head man over at Team Fight or Die. He's 1-0. So one of those guys is going to go home with a loss on their record that they didn't have before. So there's a kid named Josh Oxenrider that's on this fight card who's making his debut, and he is an absolute beast. It's going to be exciting. I've got a table set aside for this event because I'm going to do my best. I'm trying to get all my work done early so I can actually watch this event. I usually am so busy I don't get to watch. So.
Right. Well, Eric, man, I know you got other stuff to do tonight, but I appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. I look forward to seeing you Saturday. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, go on to Facebook, look up Uncivil War MMA, Uncivil War 11, Friction for ticket information, and don't forget 5:00 start time. Eric, once again, appreciate your brother. You know you're welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you, Mr. Squirrel. See you on Saturday, buddy.
All right, look forward to it, man.
All right, I'm out.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. I mean, this card is going to be insane. I mean, any time that you're having to start the show early, and I mean, we're talking 2 hours early. These shows normally don't start till 7, but because of the magnitude, they're going to be filming. They're going to be filming this show for a future broadcast on KOZL up in Springfield. So we're in for a wild time tonight. This is, and I can honestly say I've been doing this 12 years, and this is the first time I've been involved in a show with this number of matches. I mean, I don't plan on talking all day, only if I have to, till time for that show to start, so that way I know my voice is ready to go. We want to welcome our guest. We got guests in the chat room. We want to welcome you for being in the chat room tonight. If you got a comment, that we'll be glad to get it on the air. Like I say, the email is not working tonight, so we're not able to answer your emails or your questions on there. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. So if there's anybody out there who wants to call in, if there's something you want to talk about, you are more than welcome. Let's see. I've been trying to get a hold of Armel Nunnally. I'm announcing a show for his promotion, High Foot Combat Sports, in May. That's going to be a pay-per-view event, all-female show. May 16th is that date, Mexico, Missouri. So High Foot Combat Sports, if you know anybody up in that area or if you're going to be in that area visiting that particular weekend and you want to check out some female, and I mean this is top to bottom, this is an all-female show. So like I say, we are flat looking forward to it. Let's do this right now. Let's see if I can do this. This is my first time to attempt to call somebody. We're trying to get hold of Armel Nunnally. Let's see if we can do this. Phone number is dialing.
number's dialing, but nobody's answering. Uh-oh. Well, that's not good. All right, so let's try them back one more time, see if we can get this crazy thing to work. This is honestly my first time to try to call a guest. Most of my guests have been calling in. Oops, hold on. Three. I can't read this thing. Who put this thing in black? That's what I want to know. 573-355-1379. All right. Try one more time.
Hello?
Is this Armel Nunnally?
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's up, Armel? Greg Squirrel, the Greg Squirrel Show. Wanted to give you a call. We know you got your next big event coming up in May. We got Gladiatrix Rising.
Yes, sir.
Coming up in May, and we wanted to give you some airtime to talk about the show. It's going to be an all-female show. So I've been promising you we were going to get you on the show, so we had the time tonight. So why don't you go ahead? I'll leave you the microphone, and you can tell the folks about the show coming up there to Mexico, Missouri.
Awesome. All right. Well, like you said, it is going to be an all-female amateur event. I've got several big things planned for this show. I've got lots of talent coming in from all across the country. I've got females so far from the state of California, from Vegas, Michigan, Florida, and, of course, I've got a lot of my local Missouri girls here that are going to come and be a part of the show. The show is actually going to stream live online on pay-per-view. I haven't got all of those details figured out yet to tell, you know, so I can tell the viewers and the audience where they can listen to that. But like I said, it will be available for purchase online on pay-per-view. Like I said, I've got several other big things going on with this show. I've got some professional female athletes that will be in attendance. You know, they'll be there for moral support as well as to, you know, give the girls an idea of what it's going to be like to, you know, to make it to the big time, basically. I do know that one of the newly signed females of the UFC will be there in attendance. I can't release her name yet because they haven't formally announced that she has been signed to the UFC yet. But just so the ladies will know that there will be a UFC female in attendance at the show as well. So, but like I said, it's shaping up to be an awesome, awesome show. I'm getting really excited about it. All the local fighters as well as the fighters from far away are getting excited about it. Like I said, it's just going to be an overall awesome show.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited about it. I had a great time. I came up there to Mexico, Missouri to announce your last event, and I had a blast. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working with you, and I'm especially seeing High Foot Combat just explode off the map this year. And this event is just a perfect event because, you know, outside, like Invicta, and some of those promotions, you don't see a lot of the amateurs attempting to do.
No, that is correct. Like I said, there are very few promoters or organizations that actually, you know, take part and do all-female shows. Like I said, basically, I'm to be honest, you know, Invicta Fighting Championships, they're based here out of Missouri as well. And to be honest, they have been my driving force to do this all-female show. You know, I've been really inspired by what they're doing. And basically what my idea is for this whole show and this whole series, because I will have more all-female shows, is to basically give these females a, you know, a platform to showcase their talents, you know, and make it seem as, you know, big of a production or as close to a professional show as possible. You know, I mean, we're going to do the whole, you know, the tail of the tape, you know, type thing. Each individual bout is going to have its own poster. You know, my fighters are going to walk out to, you know, to blue and red lights depending on what corner they're coming from. I mean, fog machines, you know, post-fight interviews, press conference the day before the show. I mean, like I said, I'm going to make this as close to a professional event as possible just so that I can give these girls, you know, something to look for, you know, if they do inspire to become professional athletes.
stuff, and you know, and like you said, you know, something to motivate them, because you know, you got USC, and you know, they got Rousey, they got Carmouche, they're starting to bring on some other girls, but you know, like you mentioned and like I mentioned, that's pretty much all you hear about it, you know.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. All you hear about is just, you know, like your Ronda Rouseys and, you know, your Cyborgs and those sort of ladies like that. But man, I mean, speaking from experience, there are so many, you know, local professional females as well as, you know, local female fighters that, you know, have, you know, as much potential and talent as some of these girls that are already signed. And like I said, with me doing this all, you know, amateur female show, like I said, my dream is to make it possible for these girls to, you know, to achieve their dreams and make some of these other girls, you know, household names like your Ronda Rouseys and stuff like that. So.
Right. Well, you know, I've been mentioning it on my show every night, you know, since I came back from Mexico doing your last event, and I still plan on mentioning it every night on the show until the event happens. So we know we're getting you plenty of advertising on the Greg Squirrel Show. So, I mean, I'm excited.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, man. When you came and announced for us, man, I mean, it was just, my crowd loved it. You got the crowd into it. Like I said, it's probably the best announcing that I've seen anywhere in this area outside of the professional shows that we have here. And, you know, honestly, with some of the people in attendance that are going to be at this show, I mean, I foresee you probably, you know, getting calls from, you know, from some other organizations to announce for them as well. So, like I said, I mean, you really got the crowd going, and they really enjoyed your voice and stuff like that. And I enjoyed having you there. Like I said, I mean, I felt like I was, you know, front row at, you know, at UFC, you know, with your professionalism and stuff like that. So.
Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence, you know. So, like I say, I had some extra time open, so I promised you I would get you on. So I had the time tonight to bring you on and let you plug this show, and we're going to get you on two or three more times, if not more, between now and the showtime, because the show is constantly going to be building, and there's going to be some changes. You know, that's the nature of the beast.
Of course. And like I said, and as some of my featured fights, as some of them start to come along, you know, I would love to actually, you know, start promoting some of those individual bouts, you know, so that people can kind of get an idea of some of the talent that's actually going to be in attendance. Like I said, I've got it coming from all over the country, so I would definitely like to promote some of these bouts once I get them finalized and all the details worked out with the fighters.
Well, Armel, that's not a problem, brother. You know, hey, my show is open to you, so anytime you do got changes like that, you're welcome to call in anytime. And, I mean, let me be your platform. That's all I can say to that.
Yes, sir. Like I said, one thing I will tell you before you let me go here is that we are planning at least 5 title fights that night. So we've got 5 belts, at least 5 belts that will be on the line that night. So.
Well, there you go. That's what it's all about. I mean, 5 title fights, all women. It's going to be an exciting night. Armel, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the Greg Squirrel Show tonight. We'll be getting you back on here in the future so you can talk about the updates and more changes. And like you say, as you get the fights booked and finalized, you can start plugging some of those title fights that are going to be taking place.
Yes, sir. Will do. I appreciate it, Greg.
All right, Armel. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Okay, there you go, boys and girls. Like I say, that's coming up in May. So, once again, if you are in the Mexico, Missouri area, definitely keep an eye on that sport. I mean, I had never met Armel until I went. We had talked on the internet, or we had talked on Facebook, and he invited me to come up and announce his event. And let me tell you, that place was packed, and so I don't see the presser hall where this event's going to be taking. I don't see any reason why this event shouldn't be a sellout. Gladiatrix Rising, that's going to be May 18th. Doors will open at 5. Fights will start about 7. So definitely, and you can go on. Armel is still in the process of getting his promotion website up and running, but you can contact, you can look up Armel Nunnally, A-R-M-E-L, last name is spelled N-U-N-N-E-L-L-Y. You can look him up on Facebook, and I know he'll be glad to get you the ticket information, so you can start making plans now to attend that event up at Mexico, Missouri. Once again, going to be Presser Hall is the name of the venue, and so that's going to be exciting. So once again, phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. If there's anybody out there, if there's something you want to talk about, feel free to call on in. I want to give a big shout out to Pro-Am Belts. They're out there listening tonight. If you're an up-and-coming MMA promotion and you're looking for some fantastic, beautiful custom belts made for your promotion and you don't want to go through title boxing and, you know, use the same belts that every other promotion is using, check out Pro-Am Belts. You can find them on Facebook, proambelts.com. You can go up there. They have some, you know, they have their stock belts that they keep on hand. Go on there, take a look at those belts. But then they can also do custom belts. And you can go in their photos and you can see some of the custom belts that they have done. And those are, and they have got some of the best looking belts outside of Reggie Parks, Dave Milliken, some of the big name belt makers. They got some of the best looking belts and they're reasonably priced. So make sure to go out, check out Pro-Am Belts. And like I say, if you're an upcoming MMA boxing pro wrestling promoter and you're needing some belts for your promotion, go check out Pro-Am. They'll be glad to get with you, kind of give them an idea of what you're wanting, and they will be glad to, you know, get your artwork and get you set up on some belts. They do some great work. Man, we are having fun. I mean, since we've gone to an hour, you know, been able to get the guests on here and not have to rush them, let them be able to talk about what they want to talk about. You know, if you're a fan out there, if there's something you want to talk about, hey, man, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. And we got the chat room up and running. So, like I say, we're still working on the email. I don't know what's going on with the email, but it's not wanting to work tonight. So feel free to call on in. Let's chat. We'll talk about anything. Kind of changing gears. What's up with the Lakers? Are the Lakers just that bad this season, or is the Oklahoma City Thunder just that good? I mean, I don't know if anybody saw the final score from the game last night, but I'm like, what's going on with the Lakers? I mean, you got Kobe, you got Gasol. Who else do they got out there? Steve Nash. But yeah, they're getting their butts handed to them. And then I saw the best pitcher today, Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant saying, yeah, we're still going to make the playoffs. And I forget who it is. I think it's Dwight Howard. Hands him Dwight Howard hands him a candy bar, and he says, here, Kobe, eat this Snickers bar, because you get awful stupid when you get hungry. So, why are those two fighting? Do those two really just not like each other? Because it seems like every time they why are those two not getting along? They're supposed to be teammates. Are those two really just hate each other? Because it seems like every day I turn around and it seems like those two are fighting about something. It's like, come on, guys. You're supposed to be teammates. So knock it off. Woo. We want to say a big shout-out. Mighty Mouse Vaughn. He's going to be fighting Saturday night at Springfield, Missouri. I have already put – let's see if I can still pull that card back up. I need more computers. I need more screens. That's what I need. That would be scary. I would look like NASA if I had any more screens around here on my desk. Anyway, D. Mighty Mouse Vaughn, he's going to be in action Saturday night up there at Springfield, Missouri. So, you know, we're excited about that. So don't forget about that event. Once again, if you're down in Portsmouth, Arkansas, Extreme Fighting Inc. has Extreme Insanity going on down there at Fort Smith at the Phoenix Expo Center. So make sure you get that out. So we're still looking at getting Scott Russell. He's the matchmaker for Extreme Fighting Inc. Hopefully we can get him on the show tomorrow night. Once again, new starting time, 9 o'clock. So for those of you who have been able to tune in and listen to us, we appreciate it. And, you know, for pass it on to your friends and your buddies, you know, let them know about the new starting time because it's going great. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm just looking at us going above and beyond from here. So, once again, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, and the phone lines are still open, 347-326-9073. I was thinking about something earlier. Darn it, now I can't remember what it was. Oh, well, I'll think about it later, and I promise to write it down for tonight. It had something to do with pro wrestling, probably, knowing me. So I think, if I remember correct, it had something to do with what we were talking about the other night, about the title scene, unifying the belts, WWE having two heavyweight champions or two world champions, or whatever they're calling them. They got a Intercontinental. They got the United States, which when WWE bought out WCW, the United States belt was their equivalent to the WWE Intercontinental title. I think they should what's the word I'm looking for? My brain is off tonight. Merge those two belts, or unify is the word I'm looking for. I think they should unify the heavyweight titles. I think they should unify the Intercontinental and United States title. So anyway, you never know, crazier things have happened. I think it makes the titles more prestigious, you know, if you don't have 500 titles that are supposed to represent the same thing. You know what I mean? Still looking at talking with Dixie Carter, president, TNA Impact Wrestling, about getting on the show, talking about TNA. They're going on the road. You will no longer, for the foreseeable future, you will be no longer see them at Orlando Studios, wherever down there in Florida. They're going to be taking their first show. I can't remember if it's this week or next week. They're going to be in Chicago. I believe it's the UIC Pavilion. I believe it's still called that. It may be, I know it used to be the UIC Pavilion. It may be something completely different now. But I do know in a couple of weeks. They're going to be in Jonesboro, Arkansas, at the Arkansas State University Convocation Center. And I am working my little butt off to get down there and check out that event. Because, you know, I'm kind of burnt out on the WWE. Because it seems like anymore it's the same guys wrestling the same guys, whether it be singles matches, tag team matches, you know. And they had their, you know, they had their little storylines, or they got two or three involved in the same storyline. So for the next 500 years, you see the same four or three wrestling each other. So TNA is not much better, but at least it's some different wrestlers. So anyway, that's going to be the story with that. We got about 10 minutes left on the show, 9 minutes to be exact. So we still got a little bit of time if somebody wants to call in. If you got a question, as always, I may not have the right answer, but I'll definitely give you my opinion if you want it. I hope you want it, or else you wouldn't be calling in. I'm just trying to look down the schedule, see if there's any other shows coming up soon. Hopefully here before too long, we're going to have what is his name? Well, let me pull up my files here, see who it is we've talked to. Nathan Kirby, great promoter. He's got Kingdom Promotions down in Little Rock, Arkansas. MMA action going around in the central and southern parts of the state. We're negotiating with his people to have him on the show here within the next couple of weeks. So excited about having him on. You know, there's a lot of great promotions around there. That's what I was mentioning the other night on the show, is how MMA is just pretty much enveloping pro wrestling. At one time, pro wrestling was the largest sport. I mean, you're selling out arenas on a consistent basis. But now you got MMA coming along. And what's so great about MMA is you still got your little regional independent promotions. You don't see Dana White coming in trying to buy out a Civil War MMA. Or you don't see Dana White coming in trying to buy out Extreme Fighting Inc. You know, he's trying to do some stupid stuff. I don't see how he can do it personally. That's just me. We'll talk about that another show when we can really get into detail on it. Got about 5 minutes left on the show tonight. I want to go ahead and I want to say thank you to everybody for calling in. You know, Eric Stevens with Extreme Fighting Inc. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Saturday night, that show is going to be starting. So get your tickets now, because last time I heard, it was almost a sellout. I mean, Eric mentioned that he had to get a second run of tickets. You know, be quite honest, the way that promotion's growing, I see them having to find a bigger venue. You know, they may have to look at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, or they may have to look at some of the other bigger venues down there, because, I mean, just a short time that I have been announcing for Uncivil War, every show has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And this show Saturday night, no different. I mean, when you're 3 days, 4 days, a week out of the show, and you have to go through a second run of tickets because you still got people wanting tickets, and they got room. That's not the issue. They got the room. So, you know, I still expect that. I expect to see that. I, you know, hanging off the walls. I mean, it's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. And then you got a Strike King. I wanted to mention Strike King. They got their inaugural event April 6th, Muskogee, Oklahoma, at the Muskogee Civic Center. We're going to try to get Ty Parnell on the show. He's a promoter over there. That's going to be a great event. You know, I've mentioned it several times. Muay Thai kickboxing, and so, you know, that's going to be a great venue. I've announced fights over there before, and it's always been a good venue, not a bad seat in that venue. So, look that promotion up. Striking, STRIKING. They're going to have some kids fights. That's a nice thing about Muay Thai and the kickboxing is there's not an age limit. I believe there is a minimum age limit, but it's like 11, 12, 13, somewhere down in that age range. So, you know, you're going to see some good fights. There's going to be women fights on that card. They got fighters coming in from Canada, California, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma. I mean, Ty Parnell over there, he is really reaching out, and that's going to be a good event. You can look them up on Facebook, STRIKING, Striking, Muay Thai and Kickboxing. You can get your ticket information there at the Muskogee Civic Center in Muskogee, Oklahoma. We got about 3.5 minutes left on the show tonight. 347-326-9073 on the Cherokee Entertainment Hotline. Once again, we want to say thank you to Cherokee Entertainment for coming on board. They made it possible for our show to be able to go to an hour. And, you know, I'm already looking forward to that next level when we could possibly be going to 2 hours. Woo! I mean, we're not going to do it tomorrow, trust me. The potential is there. We archive the shows, and I know last week the Friday night show and the Thursday night show has already had over 200 people listen to the replay of that particular show. We've had over 400 people listen to the replay of the Friday night show. So everybody who's gone in and listened to it again, listened to the replays, I want to say thank you right now. I want to give a shout-out Mike Markham. He's a ring announcer out there. He travels all over the United States announcing events. He's listening on the show tonight. I want to say thank you to Mike Markham. I also want to say hello to Dave Davis. He's another one of my ring announcing buddies up in the northern Missouri, southern Illinois area. Want to give a big shout out to him. Those guys definitely getting it done. So, we're just one big happy family. We're not out here to backstab the other promotions, other ring announcers. I want to see us all working together because I want to see us all. You know, Bruce Buffer's got to retire sometime. So some of these great ring announcers that I've made friendships with, I want to see one of us stepping in to replace Bruce Buffer. Not that he's going anywhere soon, but the day's coming. You know, we love Bruce, don't get us wrong, but he can't go forever. He likes to think he can, but the day's coming. So, hey, let's see here. We got 1 minute left on the show, so Dallas Mavericks, looks like, if I can glance at the TV and get a good view, looks like they're still beating the doggy poo out of, it's not that bad. It's 109-108, according to my ticker, and they got about a minute left in that ball game. So anyway, once again, thoughts and prayers go out to William Moody, a.k.a. Percy Pringle III, a.k.a. Paul Bearer. That's where he got his big success going as Paul Bearer. Definitely a great loss in the world of professional wrestling. So we're going to go ahead get on out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been real. It's been fun. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Greg Schmoe Show.